Today on episode number 347 of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements, I'm in pursuit of what makes great content. We've got some news about a Google service that I'm really bummed is going out of business and what I think that means. And we're going to introduce a brand new segment.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005 and bringing my 20 plus years of training skills to the microphone, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, this is the original podcast about podcasting, and it's where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to recording, all points in between, as I help you avoid the podcasting pitfalls. If you're looking to start a podcast, let me tell you, there's one place on the internet. It has everything, and that is schoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to contact me, today's show is all about you. You actually helped produce this show. I organized it, but you produced it. And if you hear this episode and go, "Oh man, I missed it." No. It's time shifted. We can come back to this conversation again, and I would love to hear your input on this. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments. It's 888-563-3228. As I'm going to assume you are either a podcaster or a soon-to-be podcaster, there is a button out at the website, schoolofpodcasting.com, that a lot of the comments came in today via SpeakPipe. That's SpeakPipe.com. And some cases, people recorded things and emailed them to me as well. And first of all, thank you to everybody that sent in, emailed in, things like that. You can find everything we're talking about today at schoolofpodcasting.com/347. I'm actually going to start off with an email, and that would be let's get to the question. And that is, I'm always looking at kind of reverse engineering podcasting. You know, people talk about content is king. Okay. And my question was, what makes good content? And I have my ideas on that. I'm going to share those a little later. And I'm going to play a bunch of clips today. And then I have my own ideas on this. We're going to see if my thoughts that I wrote up previously mesh with what everybody else sent in. And so I thought about, well, how do I find out what's good content? And so I went to a couple different groups, and that would be the one advice I have about that. And that is, if you do an episode like this, pick a place where you ask a question or however you want to put this out there, and don't do too many. I did Facebook, I did LinkedIn, I did Google+, I did email. And so consequently, I've already spent 43 minutes on this episode just harvesting the answers, where if I had it in one place or two places or three, it wouldn't have been quite so rough on that. So if you're planning on doing something like that, I understand it's, maybe Twitter, I could have sent people to the Google+, things like that. But anyway, the question is not what is your favorite podcast. We're going to go niche. We're going uber niche, right? I always talk about how radio, TV, it's broadcasting. Podcasting is kind of narrow casting. It's niche or niche or nichey, depending on how you want to pronounce that. And I said, so not only what is your favorite podcast, what is your favorite podcast episode, or one that at least stuck out in your brain? And so we're going to start off with an email. This came from Mark Wade. Mark loves the blues, Started A1blues.com. Shoot. He was one of the first members of the School of Podcasting, still going strong. And here's a guy that's got to meet so many of his heroes, got to interview them. He's also on a Kansas City radio, an online radio station, because of his podcast. And here's what he said. He said, what I remember is being standout, or a good podcast is one that I learned a lot from, something, that I wanted to know about, and they gave me that information. That's, to him, what makes a standout podcast, one where I learned a lot from or something that I wanted to know about. So how I was able to remember the new information helps too. So not only the content, but how it was delivered. Was it funny? Did I have a good time learning? Maybe interesting stories where they told to explain the information. Maybe they broke the information into easy to understand examples. So for me, learning something new that I wanted to know, and two, presented in an interesting way to learn. So that is Mark's What Makes a Good Podcast and Why. So I was actually looking for an episode, but Mark, and you know, that's the number one answer I got from friends like Daniel J. Lewis and Rich Palmer and other people where they were like, man, that's a hard question. That is a hard question. I can't pick just one. And in the case of people like Rich Palmer, he's like me. I've listened to thousands of episodes. And so it's hard to pick your favorite one, or at least one that stuck out in your brain. So let's fire up the voicemail line now and hear what you guys had to say. We're going to start it off with one of my favorite people on the planet. And by the way, these are in no particular order. These are coming in the way they came in. One of the first people that responded was my buddy Robert Chaz Chute. And you can find him at allthatchaz.com. He's an author, and he's the guy I talked about a couple of weeks ago, but he's got the new book out about the Vine app, if you want to use that to promote your podcast. He's got a book about that. Everything you want about Robert Chaz Chute, you can find it all that Chaz. And Chaz is with two Z's, if you're nasty. Take it away, Robert.
Hi, Dave. It's Chaz from All That Chaz and the Cool People podcast. You asked what my favorite episode of a podcast is and why. I think I'd have to say The 40-Year-Old Boy, a podcast that's put out by Mike Schmidt of MikeSchmidtComedy.com. Mike is a comedian who bases his comedy in storytelling. He's made me laugh for the last couple of years. I think he's hilarious. He also has a knack for turning stories around at the end, not just for a laugh, but also for a moment of poignancy and authenticity and sometimes even sadness. A few months ago, he lost his job. And when he talked about it, he was funny and angry and sad. And I guess what made it so great was that not only was it so authentic, but I related to so many of the problems that he was facing, and I felt like we were going up the same hill. I had a moment recently that reminded me of that, actually, and it has to do with you. I listened to the Healing Your Marriage podcast, number 5, I think it was. It was where your wife had filed for divorce. Listening to it, I felt like, oh my God, I'm actually listening to the wheels come off the wagon here. It's disintegrating before our very ears. But you came around to a hopeful note at the end, fortunately. But it was almost scary to listen to.
Scary to live
through. So I think what makes a great podcast episode is, you know, of course, where it doesn't work if we're not invested in the podcaster. But when they bring it around to something true, whether it be sad or hopeful, the main thing is it be authentic. And those moments make for great podcasting. So that's my choice for favorite podcast and why. Thanks.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. And so what are you, revealing yourselves intimately, things that sharing information like that. We're going to talk. I've got this all wrapped up. It's kind of interesting because I sat down, I sent out the question, and then I wrote down my answer, and I'm going to be interested to see how they stack up as we listen to these. So I'm going to go now over to my buddy, Daniel J. Lewis of the AudacityToPodcast.com, the award-winning the AudacityToPodcast.com. And he was on the, along with myself and Ray Ortega from the PodcasterStudio.com. We interviewed Pat Flynn of Smart Passive Income about podcasting success. You can find that over at Podcasters Roundtable. And thank you so much, Daniel, for answering the question. Here's what Daniel had to say.
Hi, Dave. This is Daniel J. Lewis from theaudacitytopodcast.com. I think the best podcast episode I ever listened to was actually one I watched. It was from 2007. Callie Lewis of Geek Brief TV shared how to start podcasting. It was very short, very simple, and I remember it as being just the information I needed at just the right time because she said, just do it. Just jump in and podcast. Don't wait until you get things perfect. And back then I was trying to figure out what microphone did I need? What kind of website did I need? All of this stuff. And I didn't know that School of Podcasting existed. So I was thirsty for this information, and her information came at just the right time. And it was simple enough for me to remember it, grasp it, and take action from it. So I see it as the best podcast episode that I've consumed because it gave me the information I needed just when I needed it in a simple enough way that I could keep it. That's my best podcast episode I have ever listened to, or rather watched. Thanks for what you do to help podcasters, Dave. This is Daniel J. Lewis, or The Ramen Noodle on Twitter. Thanks.
Thank you, Noodle. Are you guys noticing a pattern here? Information that you could use, right? Easy, digestible, and in a memorable fashion. And if you've ever seen Callie Lewis, her video, she's memorable. She is not exactly hard on the eyes. Daniel, thank you so much. Again, check him out over at theaudacity2podcast.com. Next up, we have Mike Russell, right, from Music Radio Creative. I'm actually going to be playing something. I'm going to introduce a new segment today, and I actually used Music Radio Creative to get, because I needed a British voice, and you'll hear that a little later. But here is Mike Russell. If you haven't checked out his podcast, go over to musicradiocreative.com/podcast. Mike has a radio background, as you might imagine, with the title like Music Radio Creative. And a really great podcast, not just about podcasting, but about creating audio content. And if you haven't checked out his YouTube channel, if you're a Adobe Audition user, wow, is he putting out just awesome content. So here is Mike's take on what is your favorite podcast episode and why.
Hi, Dave. This is Mike Russell from musicradiocreative.com. I think my favorite podcast episode of all time has to be the most recent episode of Social Media Marketing with Michael Stelzner. He had an absolute legend, James Wedmore, on talking about creating persuasive videos. And what I think made this podcast really good was that together they completely pulled back the curtains on creating the perfect YouTube video. Everything from how you should start it, to your intro bumper, to the content, to wrapping up, and the call to action at the end. I found it really handy, and I'm certainly going to go back and listen to it multiple times. Thanks, Dave. And you do a super podcast. Love it.
Mike, first of all, I'm smiling just because I love your accent. The other thing, what did I say Mike is doing? Mike is creating great, I mean phenomenal, like wow kind of videos that are easy to digest, have great content, and he's doing this on YouTube, which I'm sure is bringing him visitors to his website and positioning him as an expert. So what did Mike say his favorite episode was about? Right, somebody that was saying how to make great YouTube videos in a short, concise information that you could use. All right, next up, good buddy, good, just great guy overall, good content. ComputerTutorFlorida.com is where you will find Scott Johnson. And this is interesting. Again, you're going to see a pattern come out here. So as I listen to these, I'm like, okay, cool. But here, take it away, Scott.
Hey, Dave, this is Scott Johnson. I do the weekly Computer Tutor podcast every Monday morning over at ComputerTutorFlorida.com. You asked for listeners to tell you about their favorite podcast episode. And when you said that, there was one that immediately came to my mind. I think the key to making a podcast memorable is to make some type of connection with the listener. As a bit of background, I like to run. So I listen to a lot of podcasts about running. And sometimes I have trouble keeping track of which podcast is which because they're all basically just guys talking about running. Well, a little while ago, the host on one of these podcasts was talking about how for many years his dog Nemo had been his running companion. But now Nemo was getting old and having health problems and couldn't run anymore. And they had to make the difficult decision to have Nemo put to sleep. Obviously, the story was very emotional because anyone that has had to have a pet put down knows how hard it is to make that decision and to say goodbye. Most of the listening audience on that episode, I know, were in tears. And I know that episode will definitely not be forgotten for a very long time. For me, even though I listen to a lot of podcasts about this same subject, that particular one now stands out because of that emotional connection that was made that day. Thanks again, Dave, for all your work.
Thank you, Scott. And it's interesting because you're going to hear, like, one of my episodes that sticks out in my mind that was like, wow, this is not the norm. This is not that. I was listening to Ray Edwards' podcast, rayedwards.com, and he did one of the things that kind of drives me crazy is when people start off their podcast with an apology. Because like, hey, I'm really sorry the podcast is late this week, and he had to have his dog put to sleep. Now, that has nothing to do with marketing, which is what his podcast is about. But my heart did go out to him. I'm like, oh, because, I mean, I've talked about my dog in the past to do the direct opposite of what I'm talking about today. My dog is 14. He's a Shih Tzu. I've had him forever. And I'm telling you, the day I got to have that dog put down or if he dies, whatever, I'm going to be a wreck. You know, so on one hand, it's not, in this case, podcasting related to talk about my dog, but it is something that, you know, is part of me, and people kind of want to know the podcaster. So that's half the battle right there. How do you find the balance of that? And we'll talk about that a little later. Next up, Tim from the Surfing Aliens podcast. Take it away, Tim.
Hey, Dave, this is Tim from the Surfing Aliens podcast. And I wanted to answer your question about the most memorable podcast and what makes them so great. I don't know that if I remember any specific ones, but I do know what makes a great podcast in terms of what I like to listen to. It's getting to know the podcasters. I want to relate to the people behind the microphone. Sometimes you have a show that has great information, and those are great, but just sitting down and listening to it, it's like going to school. I want to relate to somebody, and those are the ones that I really come back for. And isn't that what we want? We want people to come back to our shows. So that's what it is. I want to know about them, about who they are, about even the weird stuff that you wouldn't normally open up about. So that's my answer. Thank you for doing what you do. I listen to your show every week, and there's always some great stuff there. Thank you, and have a good day. Hey, Dave, this is Tim.
And that's what happens when you hit the button twice. Hey, Tim, thank you. You can find him at surfingaliens.com. It's a podcast about getting to know web series and their creators. So it's kind of a, I would call it, what's the actor studio kind of thing. So if you've thought about doing that, you can check him out again over at surfingaliens.com. And Tim, thank you so much for sending in your comments. I deeply appreciate it. And that goes to everybody. I'm going to keep saying that over and over and over, but it was really cool to actually have people respond. So last up, another Tim. This is Tim Wilson. Tim, take it away.
Hello, this is Tim Wilson from Christ Centered Podcast at christcentered.co.uk, helping ordinary people to keep Christ central. I'm a new podcaster. I only began a couple of weeks ago, and I signed up to Dave's School of Podcasting. I found it absolutely great. There's lots of great videos on there, really good to help you get started well. So if you haven't signed up for that, please go and do so. It's really good.
Thank you, Tim. Loving the accent.
But I'm here to answer the question that Dave's given about what my favorite podcast was. Now, my favorite podcast is in my niche, which is religious stuff. It's Christian stuff. So I'll try to avoid the jargon, but I hope it'll be helpful nonetheless. And my favorite podcast episode was from a podcast called The White Horse Inn. And it was kind of an episode zero type thing, if you know what I mean. It was a podcast episode that was there really for new listeners to kind of get a sense of what they've been up to. I think it was their 10th anniversary edition. And they had highlights from across various different parts of their podcast from over the 10 years. But there was one part of it in particular that really stood out for me. Hosts of the shows went to the Christian Booksellers Conference, and they went up to loads of different bookstall owners and asked them to explain the gospel. So these people were publishers, they were booksellers, they were people involved in Christian literature, and only one person the whole time gave a clear and concise summary of what the gospel was. And this is something that the guys on the show had been banging on about for years, saying that it was really important to make sure that Christians knew what they believed. And it sometimes seemed like they were just kind of banging the drum a bit too much, but seeing that at such a situation where it was so central for them to understand the gospel, you know, they were selling Christian books, it was really amazing to me. And actually I couldn't get it out of my head for the next couple of good days, and it really motivated me to keep going with podcasting. Now, I know that for most of you, the gospel and all these Christian things don't really matter, but I think what this shows about what makes a good podcast is the shock factor. I was absolutely amazed that this was true. I would have never guessed that this was going to be the case. It was interesting. It had real-life facts that really stood out to me and amazed me, and I think that that was what was important, and it also made people like me who had a passion for the niche get really shook up and really amazed about what was going on. So that was my favourite podcast. Hope that's been helpful. I'm Tim Wilson from Christ-Centered Podcast at christcentered.co.uk, and if you're interested in keeping Christ Central, then feel free to come and check me out. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tim. It's driving me nuts with the button. That's what I get for doing this live today. Hey, Tim, thank you so much. And the other thing I liked about Tim, did you notice he had his little tagline there? Boom, here it is. Here's how I explain my podcast in about a sentence and a half. Very, very cool stuff. And the thing I like about that is you'll notice he got information. In this case, these people went out to the booksellers, kind of information you couldn't get just anywhere. A little bit of that thing we call journalism that is missing in today's media. All right, last up. I've kind of taken some liberty here. And Dan Class does The Bitterest Pill. And for those of you that listen to my one podcast, Building a Better Dave, this is what inspired Building a Better Dave. He's been doing it's weird because one of my favorite episodes was about how his two-year-old daughter, who is now nine, pooped in the living room. You know, he walks in and she just left a little present for him there because he noticed she walked in and her diaper was missing. And to me, that was real. It was information I couldn't get anywhere. It was personal. And Dan is a great storyteller. Dan is the king of the dramatic pause. And so he had an episode called Massive Murder, and he talks about how his uncle, who was a lawyer, you hear about people just going in and shooting up places here. It seems to be kind of a new fad here in America. And so what I've done is I've taken this episode and I'm sharing it because this is one that to me just was riveting. And so I've made a little 5-minute clip. I'm going to have links out to this. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/347, you can listen to the entire thing. This is about a 5-minute clip. So, you know, bear with, if you're not in it, but I think you're going to like this. I'm not worried about that. So here is, it's Dan Class from The Bitterest Pill. And again, you can find him at, you can just go to danclass.com/pill will get you over to the website. I think you can also go to thebitterestpill.com. But this is a snippet from episode number 102. Dan, by the way, podcasting pioneer. He started in 2004. And here is a quick montage of my favorite episode, one of my favorites that sticks in my mind, called Mass Murder.
In every news report, they had to mention everybody by name. And they kept calling Uncle Mike Donald, because that was his real name. His real name was Donald. Donald, Donald. They keep calling him Donald. Donald Merrill. Donald Merrill. Donald was not, it was Uncle Mike. Stop saying that. And among the dead, Donald Merrill. Stop saying it. But we go to the funeral all swollen-eyed. My mother, myself, my father. Melissa may have even been there. I just remember getting out of my dad's big, huge American car and walking with my arm around my mom and across the street and in the next building, because we're at the funeral home or wherever. I don't even know where we were. No, it would have been like a chapel maybe. I don't honestly know where we were because all I saw was news vans, newscasters, news cameramen, lights, reports being filed, interviews being requested. As my mom is walking into Uncle Mike's funeral. Uncle Mike's funeral isn't news. I wanted to scream. I wanted to yell and stomp my feet and point my fingers. I wanted to burst into flames. I wanted to throw fire. I wanted to scream with the sound and the fury of all hell, shattering minivans and microphones, tungsten lights, blow-dried hairdos. This is not the news. It's not. It shouldn't be news. I shouldn't know the name of the guy that did this to those people, to Donald Merrill. I shouldn't know his name. It shouldn't be on the paper. Because that's part of how it happens. That's part of what starts it. See, the news crew shows up. The news crew shows up at Uncle Mike's funeral, covering the death of Donald Merrill. And then some sick little punk sees that on TV. And they're in America. America where you're nobody. You're absolutely nobody unless you're somebody. A thing isn't worth doing unless you do it on TV, right? You're either famous or you're dirt. And if you can't get famous, you might as well get infamous. And so that punk does something horrible, and that begets another punk. And that begets another punk, and that begets two punks in Columbine. That begets, that begets, that begets, that begets. If you can't be famous, you might as well be infamous. And then you get Chow. And he's not the last. He's not the first. He's the least original person that ever lived. How boring. You went to school and shot some people? How dare you? If you're crazy, at least channel it into something creative. And to CBS and NBC and ABC and CNN and Fox and MSNBC, I know. You're doing your jobs, or you think you are. I know you are, but you gotta think. Because just like rampant, unchecked capitalism, rampant, unchecked media coverage is not necessarily healthy for any of us. Because ABC and NBC and Fox and CNN and this and that and 10 other, you know what? You covered Chow or Cho or whatever his name is, but you also made him. You created him. You are Dr. Frankenstein. You know what? The truth is, you don't have to air it. You don't have to air the whole thing. You don't have to air the whole thing every single day. You don't. But you got to beat the other guy, so you do. You got to keep up, so you do. And you create Chow and Cho and Steve and Harvey and whoever the heck is going to be next. Because this is America, and you got to be famous. And if you can't be famous, you might as well be infamous. Because it's either famous or infamous, or they're calling you Donald.
There you go. Pretty heavy stuff. It's real. It's unscripted. Raw emotion in that case. And I should probably point out that some of my other favorite podcast episodes that stick in my mind are from a guy named Mark Maron. Now, when Mark Maron, he's a comedian, and when he first started his podcast, he had some just killer guests, people like Robin Williams, and the ones that really stuck in my mind was he interviewed Carlos Mencia, who is a comedian here in the United States. He had a TV show, was very hot for a while, and Carlos, on episode 75 of the Mark Maron podcast, you can find that at WTFpod.com, was basically taken to task for stealing jokes, as was Robin Williams, who I believe, if I remember right, Robin Williams kind of politely said, yeah, I might have done that occasionally. And that, again, is information that you can't get anywhere else. So I made a quick list of some things here that I kind of think makes a good podcast. Number one, it's real. It's real. It's real. It's real. Now, that doesn't mean for anybody who's writing, you know, you're delivering fiction, like a book kind of thing. But that is real in the sense that you wrote it. It's not fake. It's not Gene Simmons' family jewels. Oh my gosh, it just so happened that Gene, who never drives anywhere, broke down on the road. And it just so happened that Carrot Top, who also probably never drives anything, happened to be driving along as well. That's not real. That's reality TV. It's not real. I remember once I went to see a concert by a band called Casting Crowns. Now, they're a Christian rock band. They're huge. But they're made up of youth leaders and youth leaders of churches that are growing. And forget the church thing. Here's the bottom line. They said, how do you grow your community? You be real. They said, just go to these people and say, look, I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. I'm here to help you. We're here to help each other. And drop those barriers. Be real. All right. Number two. When I looked at Dan and when I looked at Mark Maron's podcast, it was personal. And here's the thing. When somebody shares something personal, it creates an intimacy with the audience, right? In general, you don't walk up to people and say, hello, I'm depressed and I want to strangle my children, right? You generally don't just open up about that. We don't share those types of things. You do that type of sharing with your friends and with your family. And when you share yourself with people, it builds this intimacy as if you stood in front of somebody and just dropped trowel. Right? Just, hey, look, hey, and here I'm naked. Hey, if you stood naked in front of somebody, you really would have to trust them not to laugh and go, oh, isn't that the cutest little thing? Right? You're showing trust by revealing yourself in some cases, right? And I'm not recommending people walk around and drop trowel, just for the record, right? But when you reveal part of yourself, it can enhance the level of intimacy and trust you have with your audience. And that leads to a stronger relationship with that audience. So it's personal. Now, we're going to get into personal and relevancy in a bit here. But number three, going back to what Mark said, it was useful. And going back to number two, before, remember Robert Chastute said his one podcast, the guy was talking about losing his job and still making it funny, which goes back to what Mark was saying. It's how it was delivered, right? Number three, it was useful. Podcasts that stick on my mind, they were useful. I had people state that some of the best episodes were filled with useful information. We talked about Mark today. I've had other people say that, right? When the episode was over, you know, Mike Russell had that, he said his favorite episode was about making YouTube videos. And when an episode is over and you can take away information and then use it, it's going, you know, whatever it is, that information that you got from the podcast, it's going to make you faster. It's going to make you stronger, nicer, happier. It's going to save them time. It's going to save them money. It's going to save whatever. But it was useful. So at the end of the podcast, you may want to ask yourself before you put it out there, what do you want people to do with this information? What do you want people to do with this? Because I've had people put out content and I'm like, okay, we listened to two people talking, but was there anything that people can use? And I realize when you're talking about, you know, let's go to Mark Maron. You know, these are two people talking about the lives. Here's my life growing up. Well, is there lessons to be learned there? And in many cases, it gives you insights into information that you can't get other places. And that's one of the key ingredients. We'll talk about that in a second. Number four, it stays on topic. Now, don't get confused by this. When I say you stay on topic, I'm not saying it's a short episode. You can cover a topic or two, you know, for 2 hours and have a great show. The problem is when you start talking about topics that don't fit in with your podcast topic. Like earlier, I was talking about my dog. That really has nothing to do about podcasting. It has. Now, I used it in the example of what we're talking about here of revealing yourself and letting the audience connect with you on a different level, right? So if I'm talking about the best podcasting gear, and I start talking about a woman who passed out at a bar behind my drummer, okay, that's going off topic. That has nothing to do with podcasting gear. And don't get confused. You're saying, but Dave, that's personal, right? Isn't that part of good content? You're revealing something that happened, because that really happened, by the way. This woman came up on stage and passed out behind our drummer. No, that's, yes, it's personal, but it's not good content. Why? Because you could care less about the drunk woman who, you know, passed out behind my drummer. But if I were to say, you know, I started out using condenser microphones, and then for years I used a Shure SM58. Okay, that's giving history of me. Or if I say I used to use a wireless Shure microphone at my church, yes, that's personal, and we're talking about where I used it, but it's still about microphones. It's still on topic, the microphones, right? And how I might use them. And if I say, you know, the wireless microphone you might use with video podcasting. You know, now, I did once, I did an episode where I talked about my dog being sick. And looking back, it was personal. And I talked about my dog today. And in reality, I don't really think that belongs, maybe, in the podcast. But on the other hand, I say that, right? And I know that one of the episodes I remember about Ray Edwards was when he talked about his dog. So I think, and Ray did that quickly. He explained it. He explained what happened, and boom, it was gone. He didn't take 17 minutes to explain his dog and how he had to put them down. He just said, hey, here's the problem. If you're a dog lover, you can probably identify with this, blah, blah, blah. Went on. And my heart went out to him, okay? Here's something else I think that good content does that makes your podcast stick with people. It spurs people emotionally. You know, I've mentioned that good content, it should move people in some way or another. You know, if you think about your favorite movie, if you think about your favorite television show, if you think about your favorite music, it's going to move you in some way, right? When it comes to TV, movies, it's going to make you laugh. It's going to make you cry. It's going to make you get mad in some cases. I am not a huge fan of Rush Limbaugh, but there are times when I will listen to him to 5 to 10 minutes, just long enough to go, man, this guy is just such a one-trick pony, and then I turn him off, right? And that doesn't mean I'm a liberal, you know, I just hate the fact that that guy is such a one-trick pony, right? So I listen to him to let him make me mad, and I go, yep, he still stinks, and then I turn him off. Right. Sometimes you want people to think. Sometimes you want to inspire people. Right. Sometimes you want you'll move people to feel uncomfortable. Robert was talking about how he listened to my episode or when I was listening to Dan's episode about the murder. It's so intimate. You're like, ooh, should I be listening to this? It's kind of like, it's like walking into somebody when their pants are down. You're like, oh, I'm sorry. Right. You ever do that? I did that at the library 2 days ago. Opened up the door of a stall and somebody didn't lock it. I'm like, oh, sorry. You know, it's like, ooh, it's uncomfortable, right? Sometimes you want your content to entertain or educate. So I was thinking about with Robert Chaz Chute. He reads part of his book. Well, you know, that's not going to, you know, it's not so much information you can use. It is once you hear the first chapter, because then you want to hear the second chapter and the third chapter and the fourth chapter. And that is entertaining. And, That is a way to move people. It's like, oh, wow, what an interesting story, right? You touch people emotionally, right? You touch them deeply. That makes your content memorable. Number 6, it builds community. One of the ways your group is going to grow is by finding the needs of your audience and helping them with their needs, right? Mike Russell talked about the guy that helped him. Great episode about making videos. Mark from A1 Blues, right? And everybody that talked about that. Information that sticks with them. Things you can use. You know, if you think about Alcoholics Anonymous, that's a group that's been around forever. What do? They help people deal with their needs. Okay? So there's a podcast about the software Evernote. And the CEO and the main marketing guy and the main technical guy get on and they talk about things they're dealing with their clients. Frequently asked questions. This is a podcast could be a great customer service tool. Just answer the frequently asked questions that your customers give you. You're seen as caring. You're seen as going the extra mile for your customer service. You're helping their needs and they're going to go, wow, what a great company. I didn't even ask for this and it's free. Right. So it can build community. Something else I think that why people listen to podcasts is when you stand for something. When you stand for something. And what I mean by this is the thing at the end of Dan's episode there where he was talking about the media and how in some cases the media makes the monster, when he was saying that, I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. You go, Dan. Yeah, yeah. And there are those of us, I think, that are cheering in our cars, on the treadmill, walking the dog, mowing the lawn. They're like, yeah, you go. You say it. You tell them, Dan. Because we know that the person we're listening to is going out to a global audience. And we're like, yeah, further the cause. Say it. Say it loud. Say it proud. Right? I think that's another reason why people listen to podcasts. Because your podcast will attract like-minded people. And in some cases, not like-minded people. Right? Because I there's some podcasts that just like, ugh. But I listen because they inspire me to get upset. It's kind of weird. But I think that's another thing. The other thing that, for me, makes good content, and I think this goes for everybody. Nobody said it, but podcasting is a time-shifted conversation. It is. And what I mean by that is if you're listening to this episode and you're like, okay, it's 43 minutes into this thing. For the record, I've been working on this episode now for an hour and 46 minutes. And you're like, oh, I would have loved to chime in. Hey, send it in anyway. I see this is going to be just in the same way that I always say, hey, if you have a story about because of my podcast blank, and it doesn't matter what the blank is, if some door, something happened because of your podcast, or you go, wouldn't it happen if I didn't have a podcast? I want to talk to you. Email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. And likewise, I'm always looking to understand what makes good content. I actually signed up for a course on storytelling to get a better grasp of that, to be a better podcaster, to create good content. And I think good content is not, it's organized. It is thought through. I don't believe it's read. I don't believe you reading a script to me going, okay, and today, you know, we're going to talk about such and such. And if it sounds like you are reading your podcast to me, then I think that, wait, think that, wait, that doesn't make, if I think that, see, when you talk, you don't go back and reread the sentence. That's me making believe I'm reading something here. So don't read your podcast. That is my recommendation. Now, I realize some of you, you're like, look, I'm not big on this talking in public anyway. Just picture it like your listener is sitting right across from you. Right now, I see you. For whatever reason, I'm picturing you with long brown hair. You kind of look like Chris Hardwick from The Nerdist, just right now. I'm picturing Ken Blanchard. I'm picturing Mark Waid. I'm picturing Mike Russell. And I'm just chatting with you. This is my advice to you. This is what I found. I went out and did some journalism. And that's the other thing I want to bring up that makes good content. With the Robin Williams interview on WTF Pod and the whole Carlos Mencia thing, we are getting information that we can't get other places, right? Tim talked about the people that were, you know, interviewing the publishers. That's information you can't get other places. You can't do that, right? That was a unique situation. All these publishers together, let's go ask them a question. And so when you can get information that you can't get someplace else, that's like, wow, this is, wow, cool. That's something that I'm going to tell my friends about. It's unique. It's not your typical information. So when it's information that you can't get other places, that doesn't mean that every single episode has to be filled with that. But if you're looking for what makes good content, that's a home run. And then lastly, it's delivered in some sort of fashion that doesn't make it painful. We talked last week per nauseum about the evils of Blog Talk Radio and how, unfortunately, it just wrecks your audio. It's just horrible sounding. For me, that's a deal breaker. Bad audio quality, bad video. With bad audio. By the way, the worst thing you can do to video is have bad audio. It's the number one thing. People think it's lighting. No. You could have a poorly lit video that I will watch, but if I can't hear you or it sounds like you're underwater frying bacon, I'm not watching that video either. So, you know, delivered in some way that maybe it's entertaining, which again goes back to the whole don't read your podcast or an organized fashion. How it's delivered is key to what is delivered. And if you're married, boy, do you understand that? It's not always what you say, it's how you say it, right? Well, I think that's also true in podcasting. I listen to a podcast, I'm not going to name names. It's an hour-long podcast, and I'm going to unsubscribe because I've listened to about four episodes now, and they have 20 minutes of pod. They have 20 minutes of content, and they do their first 20 minutes. I'm like, okay, cool, great, you got me. And then they kind of rehash the first 20 minutes, and then I think they just think they need to have an hour-long podcast. And they rehash the 20 minutes again and go, okay, well, it's been an hour, we're done. No, that's not a good delivery system. I always tell people your podcast should be exactly long as it needs to be and not a minute more. So as I wrap up this segment, I do want to hear if you missed my last episode, if you missed the email, if you missed the Google Plus, if you missed the LinkedIn, feel free to send them on in. I am always going to be interested in what you have to say. And thank you to everyone who sent in that information and for sharing and for helping build the community. I deeply, deeply, and by that I mean really, appreciate it. All right, that segment went a little longer than I anticipated, so I'm going to make this one short. I want to explain to you that there's a tutorial at the School of Podcasting. One of my key tools in harvesting content for all of my podcasts is Google Reader. It's a free RSS reader. And basically what an RSS reader does is before there was RSS readers, I would have to go to this website and then that website and then that website and this one and that one and this one and that one and this one and that one and then take notes on, is there anything new? What a RSS reader is I can subscribe to a website and anytime new content is delivered, it's all right there side by side with everything else. So I think I have somewhere between 60 and probably 90 websites that I check every day just simply by logging into Google Reader. Well, the good news is, actually it's the bad news, it's going out of business. Google just said, hey, guess what? I know you love this tool. It's really, really popular. It's wonderful. It has great features and we're killing it. And the reason I want to bring this up, number one, Daniel J. Lewis told me about Feedly. I'm checking that out as an alternative. There are a couple other ones. And what's interesting is Google Reader is so popular that some of these other free RSS web-based, phone-based, iPad-based readers are now getting swamped because everybody, it's like, hey, you know, it's like when you're at the pool in the summer, everybody out of the pool, out of the Google Reader pool. And so that's my question to you. Do you have a favorite RSS web-based reader that I can also get on my phone? So thank you to Daniel again from the audacitytopodcast.com. He said he's using Feedly, and that's just Feedly.com. And the other thing I say about this is going back to our discussion on FeedBurner. Now, back in the day, we all used FeedBurner to do our iTunes tagging, and I've quit doing that for the better part of 6 months now. I don't trust FeedBurner. And one of the reasons people said, well, you can trust FeedBurner because, gosh, so many people are using it. They would never kill FeedBurner. Well, guess what? They just killed Google Reader. Why? Because it doesn't make them any money. Why? I don't know. Throw some ads on that bad boy. You know, but for whatever reason, they pulled it. So the excuse of, oh, they'll never kill it because so many people use it, it would create such an uproar. Now, to their credit, Google gave us 3 months. July 1st, I think, is when it's going away. And they said, here's a tool you can use to get out of it. So they're helping you move, but they're still kicking you out. And there's not really much you can do. You can't ask for a refund. It was free. So we'll be talking about this in the future. I just wanted to let you know that it's another reason why to not use FeedBurner, because they killed Google Reader. And there are those people that are saying that FeedBurner is next. I'm not saying that. I don't want to tie those two dots together. I'm just saying, hey, if you think it's okay to use FeedBurner because, hey, it's so many people use it. It would cause such an uproar that apparently is not a hindrance to the boys and girls at Google. And that music is issuing in the new segment at the School of Podcasting. Here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time to take a historical look at the School of Podcasting. Enjoy.
All right, in 2006, we were talking about ID3 tags and making sure that they addressed your listener. In 2007, we talked about changing your feed in iTunes. Of course, that now is easily done in PowerPress. In 2008, you know what we found out? That, hey, I've got a problem with my blog, meaning I can't find my post from 2008. I'm glad I started this particular segment. In 2009, now the rest are there, but March is missing. 2009, how to grow your audience before you start podcasting. This is where I'd actually approached a couple magazines about doing a podcast, and that's an interesting listen. I'll have links to these again. If you go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/347, 2010, excuse me, more ways to monetize your podcast. Speaking of that, I want to thank everyone who has picked up the book, More Podcast Money, at Amazon. It's my book about, it's still getting up there. Somebody said it's up to number one now if you type in podcasting, which is my book about how to make money from your podcast. In 2011, we were talking about how to take live phone calls. And in 2012, just last year, we were talking about getting your podcast media right and how to remove noise from your podcast. So there you go, a little history from the School of Podcasting. And that is going to do it for this episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to everyone who sent in information. I greatly appreciate it. This is where I do the quick little plug. Just remind you that, look, everything you need to start a podcast, you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com. If you don't have a website yet, check this out. You can do a thing. Just put quick start in the subject line. We had somebody do that this week. I will tell you about them in the future when they get up and going. But here's what happens. You put quick start in the subject line, send it to dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. I send you an affiliate link. You order the hosting through that link. I earn a commission. With that commission, I give you a free month to the School of Podcasting. I go in, I set up your WordPress for you, all the plugins you need, things like that. So boom, the skeleton of your website is ready to go. Obviously, you're going to put in the content, and I can actually help you with graphics and things of that nature, point you in the right direction. So if you don't have a website yet and you want to get into podcasting, that's an easy way to do it because you put out like $8. That's it. And just boom, you get going. Now, if you do have a website and you're ready to take that blog or whatever it is, turn it into a podcast, then just go out, click on the website again, schoolofpodcasting.com, click on the Join Now button, and within a few minutes, you'll be on the inside and you'll have little old me helping you along the way. And if you've made it this far, I deeply appreciate it. Have a little coupon for you. Type in the word listener, listener, and that'll save you off a little bit on that first month subscription. And my way of saying thank you for being a listener. So I always like to remind you to live a life worth podcasting about. And I will see you on the inside. Have a great week. We'll see you again next week with another episode. Until then, have a great week, and God bless. Take care. Go make some good content.